Apathy Revisited reveals much less psychological mush and much, much more rigid material, structural, imperial, artificial constructions, lies imposed by power, the withholding of the truth. This alters, perhaps, our view of the problem we've been discussing in recent shows, which is, do we, the vast, vast global majority, have to see power? That this reality we are given is falsely constructed by a tiny, tiny few, 0.0001%, to accomplish totalitarian objectives that require our subjection in order to elevate them. Do we have to see power without to see power within? And do we have to see power within before we can ignore it? That is, choose love as Prince bids us. What we are seeing is that their construction of reality on lies is paper thin and easily collapses when truth tests it. We want a world in which no one covets our unique gift of deep reflection, i.e., of thought led by love. Because they do covet that, the results of that. Not that, but what it produces, as we saw with Nicola and Prince and every other person who gave their gifts from the infinite freely, because they could do nothing but that. They were whole souls. But that we said in our November 5th, 2017 show, quoting the excerpt, Original Paradox of Class, that although we needed the words in the example of Prince to clearly see that, we mustn't forget that the power guy's erection of a world on lies collapses when we look at it. Let's ponder this further. It seems to me there are two routes for how we get them out, the global statesmen, by turning to what they are not, by hearkening, and by reaching out to our brothers and sisters with what we learn there, by being what they, the power guys, are not.